Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Gorgeous. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clements. I am literally not British at all. I am not really sure why I kicked the show off like that. But this is Unhinged with Chris Clements. I am, in fact, your host, Chris Clements. Now, before we get into it, be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clements wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure, if you like video episodes, to check out youtube.com/Chris, where we put all the video episodes every Thursday. Be sure to rate and review. We're back again in the studio. Since we're in here, I hung lights and I have this like little sexy tape. Like, I check out my Instagram because I just posted it and it's oh my god, it just like, this is the shit that gets me so goddamn erect now. I do want to give you the heads up that I am recording this episode with what? No caffeine. I was in New York this morning. I woke up severely hungover, but we'll get to that later in the episode. But if you're like, Chris, no, you seem low energy. I am. I literally am so fucking tired. And you know when you're hungover and like the idea of putting anything in your body sounds like one, a necessity, but two, the worst thing you could do to yourself. That's like kind of where I was this morning, where I was like, I know if I drink coffee or matcha, it's Olga Konova, Maria Sharapova ran me over in her Range Rover. a lot has happened in the last week of recording. My older brother got married. Did we talk about that or no?
No, you're very excited about it though.
Anyways, yeah, my brother got married. One of my best friends had a birthday. I still have depression. So it's been a very busy time in the Chris sphere. But before we dive into all of this fun stuff, I did want to shout out some teachers' Amazon wish lists that will be in the description of this episode. I like shouting things out because it feels like a really cool opportunity to have. And with back to school right around the corner, it's so funny. Every year I like forget that like back to school is like such a thing because I am a 3-time graduate. Thank you. I figured since it's back to school time, this would be the perfect time to shout out some teachers' wish lists. And y'all know my stance on the fucking fact that in a first world country, teachers have to pay for their school supplies along with getting paid dog shit amount. So I think it's really cool that we have the ability to help out the people who are literally teaching our future, whatever's left of it, because guys, we're not at the pop culture moment yet, but the planet has upgraded from global warming to global boiling. We did it. Ooh. We did it. We are boiling. Next up, global air frying. Then global deep frying. Yeah, that was like a tough pill to swallow yesterday, seeing that little infographic float around Instagram. I was like, thank you, United Nations. I needed this like a third leg. But yeah, I figured anyways, back to the Amazon teacher wish list. I thought it was just a good idea with school around the corner to shout them out. So I'm going to put a few down below in the description. And if you've got any extra money, go buy something for a teacher in need. It's the least we could fucking do. Now, I mentioned my brother's wedding. And yes, in real time, he has been married now. And it's so wild that he's like a husband. That is like so weird. It's like, it's exciting, but it's like so weird. And I like have a sister. I also don't know what the accents are today, but wow, we're really coming in hot. My older brother's wedding was last Friday, maybe. Oh my God, was it a week ago? Wow. Time flies when you just literally have no idea what's going on. My brother's wedding was a week ago, and it was so epic. Like, it was like the best. Like, I've had a lot of really, really, really close friends get married, and those weddings I thought were so fun, and they were, like, don't get me wrong, but like there's something that hits different. Like, my mom's side of the family has a pretty large, like, my mom has four other siblings, and they, like, three of them have kids. Like, it's so fun when you're close with your family and your extended family, and they're all in the room and like dancing and celebrating. Like, that's the only reason that this was like better than any wedding I've been to. But oh my God, it was so fun. I brought one of my best friends, Katya, as my date, and Booger came up to, it was in Philly. And so I drove up. I'm so happy I didn't have to fly anywhere. Jesus Christ. I mean, the idea of having to fly somewhere for a wedding. I mean, oh my God. So this wedding started out in like the most typical Chris Clemens fashion. I left. So there was the rehearsal and the rehearsal dinner on Thursday night. And so I was planning to get up there Thursday afternoon for check-in, like kind of ease into the evening's festivities. And then I would be there Friday night as well. So the tux rental place that we got our tuxes through, the week before the wedding, we're all sitting celebrating my little brother's birthday belatedly, because like everybody's schedule is a nightmare. And we're sitting and I was like, yeah, I got everything. It looks great. And then somehow the topic of pocket squares came up and they were like, oh yeah, my pocket square came, like that. And I was like, pocket square? I don't recall that information. So I come home and I like check all my shit. No pocket square to be found. So I'm like, okay, wow. I guess I do have to contact them after all, because my tux jacket was like a little tight, but I was like, I'll just be good and like be healthy this week. What was I not healthy at all? So I was like, okay, while I'm getting the pocket square, a bitch is going to get a bigger jacket. So I email them. I hear nothing back. It's Tuesday. It is literally Tuesday. The wedding is Friday. And I'm like, okay, I haven't heard anything. So I call them. I'm like, hi, I need a pocket square. I can't be the reason my brother's wedding is ruined. And so I also told them that I needed a bigger tux jacket. And so I was like, the latest I can receive this by is noon on Thursday. Like, the latest. They put the order, they like process the replacement stuff, and I look at the shipping info and it's like estimated delivery Thursday, like 1:30 to 4:30. And I'm like, holy ball sacks, because Philly's like an hour and 10 minutes away from my house. And so I was like, I called my older brother and it's like 2 o'clock at this point. And I'm calling my older brother. Oh, and also Katya was flying in. So she was ending up getting to the hotel before me. It was like this whole thing. nothing in my life can ever go like smoothly. So I'm like, I call my older brother. I'm like, hey, it's like 2:30. I'm getting stressed out. I need to like go, because not only do I have to like get to the hotel, check in, get all my shit out, hang up my stuff, because you can't be like a wrinkly little witch. And so I was like, okay, this is really getting to the point where like I'm not going to be the reason everybody's held up at this. So I'm like, Mike, I'm leaving. And he's like, okay. And I was like, honestly, worst comes to worst, I will have my neighbor, I'll order an Uber and have my neighbor throw the package in a car and spend however goddamn much money to have it come to me the next day. And my older brother's like, yeah, that's fine. I think we're going to have to stop back at our house for something as well, blah, 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 blah. As I'm packing, I'm like, okay, fuck it. So I start packing the car. And like motherfucking clockwork, my car is like, I like take my little gear thing and I'm like, boing, boing. And it go, I put the car in reverse. And what is in my rear view motherfucking camera? The UPS truck.
Bingo.
I mean, I have to be the most disturbing visual image that UPS driver's ever seen in his life. I mean, it's rare that I feel bad for men, but wow, I kind of feel bad for this man. I am one, sweating. Two, sweating. Three, sweating. Like, I have literally never fucking sweat before in my life. It has been, oh yeah, global boiling. I like the car, I put the car to like the most ultimate break. I sprint out of the car. My car is like halfway down my driveway. I get out of the car, I sprint to the UPS, and I'm like, do you have a package for Chris Clemens? And the guy must have literally thought I was on meth. Like, he was like, oh my God, here is a Florida man in Delaware. Wild. I get the box. I also got like frozen food delivered to me. Oh shit, I still have to post that. Oopsies. This brand that I really love, they sent like gluten-free, like, what are those called? Like the pizza bites. They're like the Totino's pizza rolls. There we go.
Is it snow days or?
Yeah, it's snow days. I love them. They sent me stuff for their new thing with like Ninja Turtles. And I was like, hey, please don't send me a lot this time. My freezer is in fact so full. So that also came. So it was like really kind of clutch that that all happened the way it did. So I get there and I'm like running so late. My car is filled with just so much shit. I mean, literally just so much shit. I was just throwing stuff in. I didn't know what I would need. It was just stressful. I get to the hotel. Everything's fine. I see Katya there. And I get in the room. And the room is like pitch black. Like, there was just no light coming in. They're like, the lighting in the room was so off. There was like a random like lamp on the wall. It was wild. So we go to the rehearsal at the church, and that was an adventure, being in church. We did like the little walkthrough and all of that. The priest got, shout out to him. Like, he was like, all right, guys, you can be out of here in 30 minutes or an hour in 30 minutes. I was like, all right, you have my attention. Let's fucking work, bitch. Let's go through rehearsal. Let's get this choreo. So we go through all of that. Oh my God, there is something about religious women who work in churches that they all just have the same haircut. Oh my God. I mean, there's this one, there was a priest and then like an organizer or something. God bless her religious little heart, because I almost like fought her. I swear to God. I mean, like, I didn't do any, I was like polite and everything because I'm me. But oh my God, there was something that was so PTSD inducing. From when I went to Sunday school, it was like the exact same haircut, the same kind of attitude. I was just like, ma'am, I don't even know your name. I'm going to need you to sit in pew number, whatever number that is, turn around and say nothing at all. She kept yelling at us. And I'm like, we're a bunch of adults right now sweating our balls off in a church on a Thursday. Tell me. Well, no, I guess she wouldn't be because she was whatever. So we go through all the motions. We do that. It's time for the rehearsal dinner. Oh my God, I wore like the sexiest outfit. I have to like toot my own dick for a sec. Like, oh my God, I wore this like brown silk Martine Rose jacket and pants that I just gotten tailored, which like my timing, incredible. I wore these like white tabby boots. I had no shirt underneath. I had like this diamond necklace. Like, I just felt so hot. Like, so hot. And I also was, in fact, so hot because it's July on the East Coast. So just a lot of sweat, once again, to remind you. So we go to dinner, and that was when, like, the party just begun, Cheetah. It was so fun getting, like, being there with, like, some of my extended family members, because, like, my mom organized it, so I guess, I don't know. There's, like, something about how rehearsal dinners are only, like, the bridal party, but we, like, invited some other family, and, like, so did my sister-in-law's family. Oh, my God, that's so wild. She's my sister-in-law.
What's it like to have a sister?
I don't really know, because they're on their honeymoon, and we really haven't hung out since they've been married, so I don't know. But I will let you know in the next episode. Be sure to subscribe. So we go to this place in Philly for dinner. And oh my God, this rigatoni, they had a gluten-free option. The rigatoni. I could have eaten 60 bowls of this rigatoni. I swear to who? God. It was beyond. And then, of course, I ended the night double-fisting drinks. And, I mean, my family thought I was, like, the funniest thing. Like, my extended family that was there, they all thought it was the funniest thing. And I was like, guys, this is, like, literally just a Thursday. I kind of beat. This isn't anything crazy. You want to see crazy? Wait for the reception tomorrow. So that was really fun. We went back to the hotel, got hammered in the lobby. Like, absolutely hammered. And then the next day was the wedding day. And I'm trying to think. I ordered breakfast tacos. I don't really remember. Oh, my God. Okay. I got into a fight this morning. I got into a fight the morning of the wedding day. Because I took Booger. It was right by City Hall, I think it is. And there is, like, this grassy patch next to it. But it's like a park kind of vibe. But there's, like, grass in the center with, like, some chairs. And it's, like, meant to be a lawn, I guess. Yeah, were there signs that said, keep your dog off the grass? Yes, there were. And, Your Honor, listen, my dog is a good girl. She goes to church. Just kidding. But she, like, just needs grass to piss on. Like, she's not good at, like, she's not one of those city girl dogs that, like, pisses on the concrete, pisses in a flower bed. Like, she needs grass. She's not in anyone's way. I'm keeping her, like, on the edge of it, so it's, like, not where people would be sitting. And this, like, fucking Philadelphia park ranger, I mean, to call it a park is insane. Like, it was, like, double the amount of grass I have on the floor in this set. It was, like, so fucking small. And this, like, little park ranger, Smokey the Bear bitch, comes up and is like, excuse me, your dog can't be on the grass. And I was like, okay. He goes, do you see that sign over there? And I go, no. And he was like, there. And I was like, okay. He's like, it says no dogs on the grass. And I was like, okay, so where's my dog supposed to pee? And he goes, over there. He points to, like, literally a garden. And then there's, like, a four-lane road on the other side of it. I was like, where... over there is grass. Like, I'm kind of being a bitch, and, like, that's because guess what? Sometimes I am. But, like, dude, it's fucking grass in Philadelphia. I think there's a smidge more problems to focus on than if my dog is taking a piss on grass. So I'm like, okay, do you want to show me where this grass is? So we're walking over to this flower bed of dirt, of, like, literal dirt and, like, weeds. And I'm like, yeah, I don't see any grass. He's like, oh, yeah. And so I just turn around and take her back to the grass. I'm like, okay, whatever. So I, like, kind of, like, walk away for a sec. And then there are these huge, like, flower pot things in there in the center of the field. So the guy was on the other side and I was, like, hiding behind one. And I'm like, Booger, go piss now. So she peed on the grass. It was all fine. And then she shat on the pavement. I was so shook. I don't remember when that happened, honestly, but... I was like, oh, okay. Oh, she's just shitting in the street. Just on the motherfucking street. Like, shit to pavement. So that was exciting. They grow up so fast. And then the wedding actually came, and I swear to God, it was like the hottest day on earth, except like for the last couple of days, because these have also been the worst fucking temperatures. Sometimes I'm talking on this podcast and I'm like, why am I still rambling? Like, I'm just still fucking talking. Anyways, my brother got married. It was really hot. Oh my God, no. The whole point of me telling the story is I'm the ring bearer in this scenario. Also, I got to walk my mom down the aisle with my little brother. It was so f***ing cute. I was the ring bearer. So we're up there on the, like, podium altar thing. What's that called? The altar? Is that right?
I think when you're up on top, it is an altar, right?
It sounded a little weird to say, but I guess it's an altar. You would never think I was in a church a week ago. I am up on the altar with everybody, all the other bridal party, and I have, like, the tray of the rings. I remembered the rings. I was so scared I was going to be the one to f*** it up. So I have the rings, and the priest is like, I thought he was coming over to get them, and I look up. Or I'm just, like, I'm looking at, like, either Katie, who my brother married, or, like, Caroline, her sister, who is the maid of honor. And so I'm, like, looking at them, like, the whole time, just, like, or, like, the back of my brother's head. I don't really know. But all of a sudden, I noticed the priest walking towards me. And he's, like, got something in his hand. I was like, okay, like, work, bitch. Like, he literally, like, fucking super soaks me with holy water. I mean, I guess he was, like, anointing the rings or something. I was drenched. Out of everything I got yelled about at the rehearsal in the church, the most important fucking piece of information I needed was that I should wear a bathing suit. Because that was crazy. Like, no poncho, no heads up. It was wild. I could not hold in my laughter for, like, a solid minute. And I realized after, because my friend got it on on video. After it, I didn't realize that they were doing, like, the ring exchange as I'm, like, literally unable to keep myself afloat. And I thought that was really special. And then afterwards, we had to take pictures. And it was... Oh, I have to talk about wedding pictures. So after the ceremony, we had to take pictures. And that was probably the one thing I was not expecting out of the day. That was another thing. I had no idea what time anything was at. Not a single fucking thing. I kept asking people. My mom's like, why do you think I would know that? And then 20 minutes later, she'd tell me the time and where I needed to be. And I'm like, see, you do know, Mom. Oh, weddings are crazy. So after the ceremony itself, we went and took pictures, which I have to go on a quick tangent about wedding photography. And if for some God-forbidden reason the photographer at this wedding is watching or listening, I want you to know I understand the job you do, and you took fucking gorgeous photos. What I don't understand are the pictures, like, that are so forced. It was like, they would be like, all right, Mike, you stand in front of your groomsmen, and then the groomsmen, you guys cheer behind him. Like, okay, I don't even think when my older brother played soccer, I was cheering for him. Like, now he's getting married and you want me to jump up and down. Woohoo. Little Mr. Singles clapping for you. No, I mean, it felt so weird because it was like, then the videographer was like, okay, now Mike, you stand in front of them and you guys walk up and, like, rough them around. And I'm like, what? You want us? The last time we roughed around, it was after the movie Spy Kids, and my older brother broke my pinky toe from jumping on me. So I don't know if that's the vibe.
The photographer had a vision.
Yeah, no, I mean, everything looks great. It just, it felt like, I was genuinely excited. But then I was like, it's so hot. We are also drinking, not heavily, but, like, my older brother got us these really sick, like, coolers as, like, our groomsmen gifts and had alcohol in them. And we had the venue, like, provided a trolley. So we were all on, like, this old school trolley going around, like, taking pictures. And it was just really hot. And I was like, listen, I'm more of, like, the let's get portraits and, like, let's... I don't know, like, that's just way more my vibe, is like not as staged. Like, I love the good candid ones. So I persevered through that like a champion, and then it was time for the reception. I think I don't know. This is where it gets a little hazy because my sobriety was also getting a little hazy.
It was an open bar.
Oh, of course. I was like, guys, I will not attend your wedding if it's not an open bar. I'm sorry. What are we getting married for? I'm just kidding. That's crazy, but half true. So we go to the reception, which is like attached. Like the venue is attached to the hotel we are staying at, but it like wasn't, it was like a different venue, but they like partner with the hotel, I guess. I don't really understand. We go and they had, I mean, this was like so next level. We get there and there's like a bridal room, a bridal suite or something that's like basically a green room for the cast. And there was some food in there. There's some alcohol. I was starving. So I'm like scarfing down some shrimp cocktail. I'm throwing down an actual cocktail. We're just like really enjoying ourselves before like everybody gets to the reception. And so we get there. They had like 16 stations. There was like a sushi station. There was like a, I forget all of them. There was, you know, like station, like a cheese and meat station. There, I mean, it was so fucking lit. I was like in heaven. And that wasn't even the dinner. That was like the appetizers. So we're drinking, we're doing this. And then all of a sudden they're like, okay, the reception's going to start. Is this what's happening? I don't know. I remember feeling very tired at this point. And then I got like a full ass second win. Oh, I got my brother and sister-in-law disposable cameras. I wanted to like make them a wedding present. That I just, I'm annoying with gifts because like I want it to be like thoughtful, not just like something on a list that I'm just like fulfilling. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to provide disposable cameras for every like table. And then I like wrote labels like, once they're done, leave them on the table, please. So everybody like had the cameras and I'm going to like put a little book together, got all the pictures back. God, are they funny. So the ceremony starts and or the reception starts and we like dance in with, was it just my little brother and I? Oh, and my mom maybe? I don't remember. I honestly, wow, this is really scary how much of a blur this is.
I think that's good.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was so fun, but I don't remember this part at all. We dance in and then we're standing up at the front while my brother and his new, like his now wife, we're dancing, and then I think it was the father-daughter dance, the mother-son dance. I'm surprised my mom didn't cry, although were we up there for the son-mother dance? I don't know. But then...
You did a death drop and then ripped your shirt.
Oh my God, imagine if I just fucking death dropped on the floor. That would have been... Like, that's my dream. Like, that will be, like... If I ever get married, it'll be my mom and I's first dance will be like us death dropping. And then I think my mom would literally just drop dead because she would break. And then I would probably also break. So that happens. And then like we get into speeches maybe and I have to give a speech. Oh, I made sure I wasn't drunk because I had to give a speech. My little brother and I split a speech. And my little brother has been campaigning about his speech for like literally since the day they got engaged. He did not write it until the week before. He's like, but it was in my head. And I'm like, whatever. So my speech is first. Oh my God, do you guys want to hear like a little snippet of my speech?
Oh, hell yeah.
Speech, 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 yeah. Speech.
Oh my God, I don't want to say that I absolutely killed it, but I killed it. All right. Hi guys, I'm Chris. If you don't know, I'm Mike's hotter and most successful brother. I feel very lucky to be able to give a speech at my older brother's wedding for a few reasons. The first being that it means actually someone wants to spend the rest of their life with him, which is wild. And the second being that one of us has to give a good speech and we know it won't be David's. Oh my God, I delivered this so perfectly. It was so crazy. David's my little brother, for those who don't know. As you can see, it's always a competition with us. But sorry, Katie, you already said I do. However, I think you already knew what you were getting into, considering the first time you met the rest of us was at All You Can Eat Sushi, where Dave and Mike not only found Nemo, but continued to eat the entire cast of that movie. Besides my mom, Mike is the person I've known the longest since the day I took my first breath. You are my first friend, my Saturday morning cartoon buddy, my guiding light in school and life, and also just the complete opposite of me. You were quiet and shy. I was loud and social. You were athletic and smart. I was artistic and, sorry, Mom, good at cheating. It's hard to even think how a shared teacher could confuse the two of us, but somehow they always called me Mike or wrote it on my foreign language certificates, but I digress. This is like my favorite part of it, the whole thing. I used to think living in Mike's shadow was unfair and a shitty hand dealt. I never felt that I measured up to your accomplishments or would be half the person you are. Well, it turns out that Mike has eaten enough that I literally am half the person he is. All jokes aside, looking back, there is no one's shadow I would have wanted to live in more. I got to see things that you would go through, or I got to see you go through things I would soon be going through and could lean on you for anything. You've always been a reliable constant in my... Oh, this is when it gets like sentimental. And then later I was like, of course, flash forward to today, and there isn't anyone I can think of that can blend into our family the way that you do, Katie. In fact, you might be the only one who can make Mike and Dave screaming about stupid sports arguments seem quiet and serene, but in the best way. It's funny. The first time I met your family was Christmas Eve in 2019, and within 10 minutes of being there, my Apple Watch said 30 or more minutes in this environment can result in permanent hearing damage. Yes, that is a true story, but that is also when I knew we were family. And then it was just like, in all seriousness, you both are two people destined for each other. Katie, you have brought Mike so out of his shell. Some might even say maybe too much. You push him to be more and more himself, which, please, stop. Mike, you teach Katie things too, like the importance of budgeting, which, thank God, I don't have to sit through those seminars anymore. I pass that torch on to you, sister. All in all, I am just so happy for you guys for this magical day to be here. And most importantly, that none of us have to talk about wedding planning again. And then I was like, to the newly married couple, I'm proud to call family, blah, blah, blah.
That's solid.
Yeah, I kind of killed the speech, ate it up, I fear. And then my little brother gave his. And basically, like, like, my older brother and little brother fight like cats and dogs, but it's like over stupid, like, sports opinions. It's like never really anything real, but like you would think they were fighting about like literal life altering topics. Like, they scream at each other. I don't know why I'm airing their laundry on live camera, but oopsies. So my little brother in his speech basically talks about how like Mike is his best friend and like just an inspiration for life and all that. And I was like, cool. So I go up to him after the speech and I'm like, cool, Dave. Like, glad to see that I ain't shit. And he goes, well, maybe you should try being a little kinder. you're saying that to the sibling who thinks about your feelings and prioritizes them? So I got a little annoyed at my little brother. But hey, what's a wedding without a little sibling fight?
He's just mad you buried him.
I mean, I'm sorry that my speech was fucking better, bitch. Yeah.
I mean, you read Drake's poetry book, so your literary genius went up, right? So
that, oh my God, I forgot about that already. I don't even know where that book went. Thank God. No loss here. And then the like live, then dinner was served and like the live band started coming on. And oh my God, a live band is like the littest thing at a wedding. Oh my God. It was just so beautiful. The flowers, like the food, the laughter, the love, the light. the open bar. It really was so beautiful. And it was just so fun. Like, I don't think my family really ever sees me like in those situations where I'm like we don't go partying together. We don't. So like, they don't really understand that like when I turn up, it's like, I get like so into it. I dance. I like just am having the best time of my life. Oh my God, they played Super Bass. And let me tell you, when I'm pretty sure 90% of the room was looking at me, singing every word of this song, not singing, shouting. I was, this one is for the boys of the boom system, top down AC with the cool system. When they come at the club, they be blazing up, got sex on deck, like we're saving. I mean, like literally that's the extent I was going. Wow. In this economy, Chris, you cannot be sweating like that. Wow. Yeah, I was just like having the time of my life. I kept like going around to all the tables and checking the cameras because I was like, well, if these bitches aren't using them, I'm taking them to the dance floor and just popping in people's faces. And so I found a few of them and I did that. But honestly, everybody, there was all but one camera that had 13 pictures left. Every other camera had been used. And I was like, I did it. We did it. And then I literally don't remember getting into my bed.
Hell yeah.
Like, at all. Like, I don't remember at all. I remember, I do remember screaming at the band, how much do I have to pay you for another hour? And the guy was just like, no, we can't do that. And I was like, how much? I was like so drunk and did not want the party to stop. It was so fun. It was like fun just like getting drunk with my family. I know that sounds like, or just like celebrating with my family. But like, yeah, there were some people, like family members I never see drink. And so it was just fun for every, my older brother was like dancing it up. I'm like, what? Who are you? It was just like, oh my God. It was so much fun. Like, I really want to do a birthday party that's like wedding reception themed, where it's like live band, open bar, dinner, like catered, and like a weed bar.
Did you catch the bouquet?
No, I didn't. I guess I'm single forever, as if that was unknown. So that was my brother's wedding, and I had the best time, and oh, I'm so happy for you, Mike and Katie. Not that you guys are listening or watching, but if you are, hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Or congrats. Me saying thank you. Now, before we carry on with the rest of this episode, I would like to thank today's sponsor, which is Dipsy. If you guys do not know, Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories designed by women for women. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters. Discover stories about second chance romances, adventurous vacation flings, and hot and heavy hookups. Radically inclusive, Dipsy has stories for straight and queer listeners, and you have never heard celebrities like this before. Listen to stories voiced by Sarunas J. Jackson, ER Fightmaster, and Luke Cook. New content is released every week, so in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you can always find something new to explore. They also have soothing sleep stories, wellness sessions, and sexy stories that you can read. Now, for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/unhinged. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/unhinged. Let Dipsy be your go-to place to spice up your me time, explore your fantasies, relax and unwind, or heat things up with a partner. Again, that is dipsystories.com/unhinged. Let's get back to the episode.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel app. Did you know the app can help you forecast more than just the weather? With allergy tracking and flu risk mapping. So you know when to stay inside and load up on podcasts. As well as air quality and UV indexing. So you know when to get outside, load up on sunscreen and podcast. Forecast more of what you love with the Weather Channel app.
Now, because of the wedding, I wanted to make the voicemails... I mean, not every wedding goes the way that this one went. Some of them take a turn or go awry. Whoa.
Nice work.
So, speaking of awry, so I wanted to make the voicemails today all about your guys' wedding stories and just any trouble you guys might have gotten up to in a wedding. So you guys can call into 310-844-6459. And I put this on my Instagram story, so be sure you're following me there in case you missed it. But let's hear it. I can't wait.
Hi, Chris. Love the podcast. Hi, Unhinged team. You guys are incredible. My name is Catherine. I'm from good old Kansas.
Kansas.
And my Unhinged wedding story is about the first time that I attended a Catholic wedding. And the thing about Catholic weddings is that no one will prepare you for them, and they should. They really should, because there are some practices in the Catholic wedding that you need to prep people for. Otherwise, they might embarrass themselves. So I was at a family friend's wedding, and the priest was getting ready to begin what I thought would be a sermon. And it's dead silent in the church. And so we're all sitting there, bowing our heads to either pray or like listen to the sermon, something like that. And all of a sudden, this dude hits a high tenor note, and I let out the biggest scream, and I slapped my mom because I was afraid. Like, I had a knee-jerk reaction, and I also kicked the pew in front of me. So, like, simultaneously, I did those three things, and I interrupted the wedding. I had to hide in shame, but then it was fine after that. So, yeah, just warning people that you should look up the cultural practices of the wedding that you're attending. But, yeah, you're amazing. Thank you so much for the podcast. Have a great day. Bye.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. There is something about being in church that, like, only sets you up to laugh. Like, there's something so unseriously serious about it. And it doesn't need to be that deep. Oh my God. I thought that this was going to be like a full wedding, like service. Like, I thought it was a full mass. And it wasn't until like I found some sort of schedule. Like, I don't know who I got the schedule from, but it said like parentheses, not a full mass. And I never have done a scream for joy the way I did, respectfully. But oh my God, a full mass that's like a lot. That's a lot, a lot. Oh God. Yeah, that, I love that. That story feels like it came like right out of a page from my childhood. Like, we grew up going to church, and my older brother and younger brother and I would, I mean, it was like a game of like silent library, you know, that TV show where like you had to, like, it was like a group of people and you had to be quiet in like the library. And if you laughed or made noise, you like got, I don't know, you would get like slapped across the face with like a dead fish, and you couldn't make a sound. That is literally what church is. And we would grow up where, like, during the Our Father, where you like hold hands, my siblings would try and crush the shit out of each other's hands. Like, we would just, I mean, I'm the fact that I still have movable like fingers is crazy to me. Like, there were times where I thought my knuckles would break. So I love that story. Thank you, Catherine. I'm going to switch gears a little and, God, tell another story. Is that what we all want? No, we all hear in the distance. I was just in New York literally up until an hour ago, and not like much happened because I was just celebrating a friend's birthday, Katya's birthday. Oh my God, love how intertwined these stories are, yet not at all. So we got like a sexy little hotel, had a pool. We got in and I don't know, we just like had a really fun time. We played games. We went to dinner. The main reason I'm bringing this up is because the most annoying thing happened while I was there. And it literally was last night. So last night we were celebrating both Katya's birthday and our friend Morgan's, because hers is coming up in August. And so when I'm usually like in New York and I bring Booger, I usually just leave her in the room. At the wedding, I brought a crate because she's crate trained and there was another dog. And, you know, Booger is the most gentle dog ever, but I just didn't want anything to happen or, you know. So she stayed in a crate in Philly, but in New York, I had my own room. And so she stayed in the room. No problems all week. Last night rolls around. We go to this wine tasting at like a little wine store. Oh my God, it was so good. It was called Jones Street Wine. They had like this little table in the middle. It was so cute. Oh my God, I vlogged it. It's like a whole thing. It was so cute. So we're like drinking wine. We're eating pizza. We leave. We get there at like 7, leave at like 9:45, and we go get another drink around the corner. We come home. I go into my room and Booger has eaten not only the hotel slippers, she ate part of my Bottega slipper slides that I had out, and she ate one of my favorite sneakers. They're like these Nike X Martine Rose collab. They're so fucking cool. She chewed on the back of them. And I mean, listen, before I say what I'm about to say, I love my dog till the end of time. I thought I was gonna fucking kill her. I thought I was going to, I mean, what the fuck? She has never shown, she's never been like a chewer, a destroyer. I mean, like, yeah, when she has like a plush toy, she goes to town on it, but that's what a plush toy is for. She has never chewed on a chair, chewed on a couch, chewed up carpet. I mean, she doesn't even piss her shit inside.
Did you bring her a chew toy to the hotel, though?
Jake, did I bring a chew toy? She had like six.
She's got expensive taste.
Oh my, fuck you, Justin, for that. That was like a solid joke, too. I mean, oh my God, I was just so mad. And I was like a little drunk, too. So I was just like, what the fuck? Oh my God. I don't know how I forgot this. I don't know, like, this hotel, I don't know what is going on, but it's like not in the center of everything. Like, it's not like in the middle of Soho, or it's kind of like by the Holland Tunnel. There's one day where Morgan and I were taking our dogs out to go to the bathroom, and we're walking back in, and like Booger just has like severe ADHD, I'm convinced. She's just like looking around, and I'm like, Booger, come on. Like, and it's hot. I mean, like, I'm just sweating from even thinking about the outdoors. Like, it's just, whew. All of a sudden, Maisie, Morgan's dog, and Booger are like walking, and I see them like run into this dude, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And the guy's like, hey guy. I look up and I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I see, I saw he was wearing Rick Owens Converses, and I saw he had a really cool outfit, like Louis Vuitton shades on. And I was like, okay, cool. I look up and I'm like, oh, so sorry about that. Like, haha. I realize that it's literally Dave Chappelle.
No shit.
No.
I swear to God, I almost took a shit of my own on the sidewalk.
What'd you say?
I literally was like, oh my God, you're Dave Chappelle. And he was like walking away. And he's like, huh.
That's perfect.
I could not believe. And then last night, as I'm taking Booger out, Jack Antonoff is like eating on the corner outside. And I'm like,
dude, Booger's a celebrity magnet.
I know. I didn't realize the Holland Tunnel was like where everyone is at. Yeah, I just was very confused with what was going on. And that was my trip to New York. Just what the f***? I was so shook. Also, we got a hotel for the pool. We got this certain hotel because it had a pool. And we literally did not go in the pool once. We were going to do like a whole pool day for Katya's birthday, but then it literally started thunderstorming when we like had it scheduled to go to the pool. We were like, well, shit. So that was my time in New York. Very weird, very confusing, and as always, very chaotic. Oh my God, I also saw Christian Cohen. He's like this hot designer. Oh my God, he's so hot, but he's apparently dating Sam Smith, which is like, whatever. Anyways, let's hear another voicemail. I'm out of breath for some reason.
Hi, Chris. So I feel like we have similar stories when it comes to our fathers. I haven't spoken to him in 10 plus years, but
oh my God, I'm coming up on my decade.
13. He ended up remarrying his high school sweetheart, who has the same name as my mom. My mom was not remarried a second time. So there was two people with the same name walking around my small hometown. So when they got remarried, when my dad got remarried, I basically had to be dragged to his wedding. So imagine my surprise when I pull up and the fucking altar has a Confederate flag on it. I had to take him aside and tell him if they did not remove it, that I was leaving. The gag is, the person who owned the church was one of my best friend's stepdads from middle school, and we didn't even live in a f***ing Confederate state. We lived in a northern state. It was just, it was in f***ing shame. But that's my wedding story. Love you. Say hi to the gang. Please don't judge me based on this. Oh. I don't speak to him.
Oh, I'm not. Bye. I'm not judging you at all. I'm empowering you, girl. Let's get this bread. Oh, I mean, in this scenario, like, I wasn't even thinking like Confederate flag bad. I was thinking, what an awful wedding decoration. Like that doesn't even make fucking sense. I wouldn't even want an American flag at my wedding. Like, no, the only flag I want at my wedding is the Nicki Minaj on the American flag saluting in like a bikini. Yeah. That's what I want. That's my favorite flag of all time. That is just weird. Like, that's what I don't get. It's like, I don't think I love anything enough to have hanging at my wedding. Like,
except for a disco ball.
Period. You got that so right on the nose, bitch. Oh my God, you're so right. But like, I just don't get that. Like, the meaning behind it aside. I mean, no, not aside, because like, that's part of a major reason why it's such an ick. But like.
So you believe in the separation between church and state?
Yeah, literally, though. I was just about to say that. I'm like, in a church, you're hanging a full, like, this whole like story doesn't even like my brain can't even visualize it because it's just like so not ever meant to happen. What the f***? Ugh, God, that's so tragic. Well, I hope they took it down. God, I mean, you're leaving us hanging here, girl. Whew. Okay, suddenly I'm like, maybe the voicemails make me sad. We're going to move on to seeing what's going on in the world that is now globally boiling. First up, non-human beings recovered from crashes, UFO whistleblower says under oath. In scenes that felt reminiscent of a science fiction movie, the U.S. Congress held a public hearing on claims the government is covering up its knowledge of UFOs. Didn't the Pentagon literally come out and say there's UFOs like a year and a half ago?
Yeah, they released like footage and stuff.
Yeah, they like release footage and everything. I don't get the news or like the government or like really anything, I guess, at this point. But like, especially this. Anyways, David Grush, a whistleblower and former intelligence official, claimed that the U.S. has possession of intact and partially intact alien vehicles. At Wednesday's hearing, Grush was asked to specify whether these biologics were human or non-human, prompting him to confirm that they were the latter. As the hearing unfolded, there were no new revelations about aliens, but there were startling allegations from witnesses and a general sense that a cover-up exists somewhere in the U.S. government. What? The U.S. government covering something up? Who knows this? Oh my God, I pretends to be shocked. What? Yeah, no shit, David Grush. I mean, what the f***? I'm like a recipient of like half a brain cell, and I knew that. On even harder hitting news, Kylie Jenner regrets her boob job. At least once a season, there's a Kardashians plotline that goes a little something like this. Deny having done any major plastic surgery, but admit to one or two minor enhancements like filler every so often. The latest version of this narrative debuted on the Hulu series season finale this week, with Kylie Jenner opening up about a surgery she never discussed, a boob job before her first pregnancy. Wait, I haven't seen it. You guys spoiled this for me. What the fuck?
Hulu.
In Hulu. Shut up, Justin. Okay, I never said I could read. I just said I was hot. I also don't understand why she got a boob job before a pregnancy. Don't your tits get huge?
Sam.
I know. I'm like, Sam, where are you? We need your wisdom and knowledge. In a conversation with her best friend, Stassi Karen Nicolaou, who Hi, Stassi baby. I love her. Jenner claims she regrets getting her boobs done before giving birth to her daughter, Stormy Webster. I had beautiful breasts, natural tits, just gorgeous. Perfect size, perfect everything, Jenner says before saying she wishes she never got them done. In her conversation, she expressed regret and said that as a mother, she would be heartbroken if Stormy wanted to get cosmetic surgery at 19 years old.
It's all dawning on her.
No, I was kind of hoping we'd just let that sit in silence. Mm. I think we all know what to. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. BBL's under the chat. Pete Davidson to do public service, attend traffic school after crashing car into Beverly Hills home. I honestly don't care. Oh, this I do care about because I never really followed up on it. But Lana Del Rey was spotted working at Waffle House, and fans have theories about it. I saw this and have just never felt more confused in my life. But let's learn, girls. On July 20th, reports and social media posts began showing up, popping up. Okay, today.com. Why are we still getting from today.com? On July 20th, reports and social media posts began showing up, popping up, showing the six-time Grammy-nominated recording artist at several spots around Florence, Alabama. That, by the way, wasn't a reading, whoopsie. It literally says, began showing up, popping up, showing the six-time Grammy-nominated. Not only did she pose for photos and selfies with fans at a local nail salon and a Texas Roadhouse restaurant, she was also spotted, in uniform no less, at a Waffle House in the area. Whether or not Del Rey has old friends in the area, she appeared to make a new one, befriending a Waffle House worker named LaShawn D. Tuttle, according to a pair of posts on Facebook. Of course this came from Facebook. I'm guessing she is recording at Muscle Shoals, which is 5 miles away, and stopped in for fun and a waffle. I love showing up to a part-time job and a minimum wage job is just so fun. Let's put on that costume and take it right off. But both Muscle Shoals and Fame Studios, another area studio, both told AL.com that Del Rey was not recording at the time. Whatever the singer is doing in Alabama, one thing is certain. The fans are hoping it involves more music. I'm going to make a thing that we never get another fucking news story from today.com. I hate it. I hate the way they read their write their stories, and I hate that I have to read them. So, to freedom!
Really quick, instead of working at a Waffle House, she should work at a Del Taco. Lana Del Taco.
I didn't know where you're going with that, but I'm glad I kept the faith, because that was also solid. Justin, you're really on your game today, and also, holy shit, I almost wore a black I Heart New York t-shirt. Oh my god, wait, I saw one of these about Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling react to not kissing each other in the Barbie movie, which, it's from today.com, shocker, what a stupid f***ing story. I saw the Barbie movie while I was in New York. I got candy at the concession. Did we get my gist? Like 60 mg's of candy at the concession. Yeah, we got it. I saw the Barbie movie. One, I don't know how people watch that movie sober. Not because it was bad, but because like what the f***? Like it was really like well done. And I thought the messaging was so good. I did feel at times, first of all, Will Ferrell did not need to be in the movie. Like that whole aspect of the plot, unnecessary in my opinion. I mean, like, I understand it. Two, the plot was a little confusing, but then again, I also understand that I was eating candy at the movies. Wink, wink. And then three, I loved the messaging. I just wish some of it wasn't so obvious. Like, I'm not going to spoil anything, but there's some parts where I feel like this would have been better if the viewer like had to figure this out on their own rather than just be like given it on a silver platter. But overall, oh my God, what a fun movie. Like, what a fun movie. My God. Anyways, let's hear another voicemail and wrap this up, because as we are all witnessing, Chris with no caffeine is in fact terrifying. So let's hit it with the last voicemail and we'll all be free.
Hey, Chris. So you asked us to call in with crazy wedding stories, and I actually used to work for a high-end wedding planner in the Bay Area. So
they
were like million-dollar weddings. They were f***ing crazy.
Oh my God.
But one definitely comes to mind. So everyone was literally so drunk, and the mother of the bride fell down some stairs with her wine glass in her hand and like hit her hand while she was holding the glass right on the edge of the stairs. And it looked like a literal murder scene. Like there was blood all over the stairs. I mean, had to get someone to come in and power wash it, and she had to go to the hospital to get stitches. And she asked for a to-go cup of wine while she was in the ambulance,
which
I don't think anyone gave her. But at the end, I was cleaning up, like, whatever, in the dressing room. I was looking around stuff to clean up, and I found the cake tray with remnants of and a tampon applicator. So they were literally snorting with the tampon applicator off the cake tray, which I honestly think is iconic. And if I'm not doing on my wedding day, like, something's wrong. But anyway, yeah, can't wait to hear about your brother's wedding. Oh, and I just needed to say that you looked so f***ing good in that brown suit. It was so sick. I loved it.
Oh,
okay. Love you. Bye.
Like, oh my God. Thank you for calling in. Like, honestly, you could have left a couple more stories. Don't be shy. I mean, wow. That's crazy. I absolutely would be the mom who just got murdered by a wine glass asking for more wine in the ambulance. That would absolutely be me. Oh my God. Ew. I'm just remembering that at my brother's wedding, not like at the exact, like at the actual wedding or events, but in the hotel while I was in Philly for the wedding, this lady, I have pictures on my phone of this. I'm in the elevator with my mom. I'm taking Booger out. This lady gets on the elevator with this guy. She is in bare feet. She starts, so like the elevator goes down. She like something seems off. Like she almost seems like a prisoner of war. She starts to walk off the elevator after getting down. And there's like a trail, like her feet are just bleeding out. There's a trail of like blood follow. Like it was, my mom and I were just like, okay, huh, wild. So that's, listen, it's not a fun wedding if there's no blood involved, right? God, is that really the note we're ending on? Wow. Anyways, thanks so much, guys, for tuning into another episode, and thanks to all the kind words about the studio and everything. We are going to be adding some stuff, and I'm going to be trying to hide some of the lines because you can see a lot more than I thought you would be able to of how not straight the set is. But then again, neither is the host. So I guess it kind of works out. Thanks, Justin and Jake, for hanging out today. Sam couldn't be here. But thanks, guys, for doing all that. Sam, thank you for pulling the voicemails. And as always, be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clements wherever you get your podcast video episodes on youtube.com/Chris. Be sure to follow Unhinged Clips on TikTok and Unhinged with Chris Clements on Instagram, as well as rate and review. Love ya, love ya, love ya. I feel like I was going to say something else, but I have got to va-va-voom out of here because I'm going to bed. It's like 6 p.m. and I'm exhausted. So au revoir, as the French say. Yeah, okay.